The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, and you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged, and the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I remember hearing a story once about a woman who didn't really like her next door neighbor, was always critical of how they looked, where they went, what they said and did, critical about every aspect about their neighbor. One day, one of her friends were in, and they were sitting having a cup of tea or some refreshments, and the woman said to her friend, "Oh, come here, look at this," and brought her friend to the window at the back of the house to look out into her neighbor's garden, to look at the laundry hanging on the clothesline. And the woman said to her friend, "Look at my next door neighbor. I don't like them. Look, all the laundry hanging out on the line, and it's not even clean." And her friend said, "But that's not their laundry. The dirt is on your window." Sometimes we can find it very easy to look to another and be critical of them. Some psychologists would even say that sometimes what we find most unbearable in another is one of our own qualities. Today's gospel encourages us to look into our hearts, to see what we find there. Am I someone who brings joy? Am I someone who brings division? Am I someone who brings unity and love? Am I someone who brings anger, criticism, hate? What do I bring to the party? Today's gospel challenges us to look into our own hearts, to see, to be self-aware. What kind of glasses do I wear? Because that can affect what I see. We also have to be careful what we wish for. If we take the splinter out of our eye, if our vision is restored to perfection, will I see more injustice? Will I see more wrongdoing? Will I see more things that I have to become involved in as a member of God's family to work on it and to put it right? In recent weeks, some splinters have been removed from our eyes. The challenge is that we use this new vision, this new sight, to guide our future, to make change where necessary. And so as we gather for our Mass this morning, we reflect on our own lives. We ask the Lord to improve our vision. Also conscious of the early warning to judge, to measure out as we ourselves would like to be judged or given gifts, we turn to our generous and merciful Lord in prayer.